Sure did.
What did you call that?
I never called anything but a toilet.
Did you ever hear it called anything else? Like even joking or something?
Well, I've heard folks say privy or something like that, I believe. I've heard that name.
And, we were talking a minute ago, you know, you mentioned the barn.
Mm-hmm.
Tell me about that. That sounds very interesting.
Well, I don't know too much about it because I lived right here on 10th Street and never lived in the country. Only when I taught school and visited my grandmother. But most people, they have a barn and they store the tools, farming, if they have a, you know, mule or something. They have plow and a hose. And all those kind of tools in that barn, they store things, you know, to protect them from the weather and then from people from picking them up also. Plows and discs and all those things.
And what did the barn look like then?
Oh, just a little, depending upon how big you were able to build one, you know. Some of them were huge, big enough to keep hay in the loft after they bale the hay, keep hay in the loft, and I've seen people pull up corn and save that whole, you know, stuff like that. The cattle and things would eat that.
Was there a place in the barn to store the corn? Mm.
Well, I'm sure there was. Probably had them up. They probably had barrels or some kind of good proof barrel. I'm not sure, but most times you see what they did. People just have mills, and they would carry corn to the mill and have it ground. They even made their own meal.
Made cornmeal.
Cornmeal, yeah. What do you mean? It wasn't refined. It was cornmeal and good. It's real good.
Did you ever hear a name though for a building just they might keep just to store the corn in out on a farm?
Well, most people say the barn. Most people say the barn.
And what about the you mentioned the hay?
Mm-hmm.
And you said they store that in the loft.
They would usually have a ladder. The ladder could be attached to it, or they put a long ladder up there and send the kid up there, and they throw the hay down. Mm-hmm.
What about when they gather in the field? Did you ever see anybody do that? What did they do?
I just tell you the truth. They have machines that do that now, and they go out and cut that stuff and bale it. The machine can cut it and bale it.
Did you ever see them, like, after when they had to do it, before they had machines cut, they had to rake it up in little piles or something?
Yeah, they really did. And I've seen them have maybe a long pole, somehow they, I guess they had wire, something wired around there, but they would keep that hay. I presume that they wired it, because otherwise the wind or something would have
How tall
blown
was
it. Oh, it depends upon how much hay they had. Could be as tall as this. But and see, then
eight
when?
8.5 feet?
Hmm? Probably so.
And what would you call something like that?
I really don't know.
Ever hear it called anything like a hay rick, a hay
mow,
haystack, you know?
Yes, I guess a haystack. Like, when I was a kid, a little boy blue on the haystack? Well, that's the haystack, and that's